heavy on my heart, and so I was just thinking about it. I felt the Lord prompted me to a particular passage, and then I felt that he prompted me just to want to share this with us, my family here, as maybe a way that we can respond as we do pray. And I mentioned it to Bishop Carl, and he asked me to come and just offer it to you for your reflection, and then maybe we can pray together about this. And I went to the story of Jesus and the calming of the storm. You're all familiar with it. The disciples are out in the boat. So this is a situation of great fear and at least the potential of death, right? They think they're going to drown. They're going to die. And in two or three of the Gospels, when we read the account, it just says Jesus came and calmed the storm. But when we read in Mark's Gospel, we get a little more detail, and that's what I want to just offer to us this morning. Jesus actually does two things in this story, with this situation of great fear and, as I say, the potential of death. It says, first, he spoke, "Peace, be still," to the waves. Peace, be still to the waves. And then it says, he turned and rebuked the wind. And he saw two things that were going on there. You know, most of us, we get caught up in the waves because that's what's coming at us, the surface things, if you will. And I'm not in any way diminishing the terrible tragedy of what's happened to the individuals and the families and everybody. It's awful. But we get focused on the surface things and we miss what's going on. The waves were only going to cause the drowning because the wind, the storm was blowing the wind. And I just believe that I would offer to you that as we pray, that we can pray in those two directions. First, as we look at the waves, the things that are happening, we can pray, peace, be still. We can pray the peace of Jesus into our community, into the lives of our neighbors and our friends and our loved ones. But also that as the body of Christ, we go further than that. You know, everybody in community, everybody in Orlando is going to be caught up in the waves over the next few days, right? The things they see, what happened, who did what. But we need to go beyond that to what was driving those waves. What is going on, right? Ephesians tells us, we fight not against flesh and blood, but we battle against principalities and powers and rulers in high places. So as the body of Christ, I believe it's behoves us to go beyond and say, God, what are the winds that are driving these things? And we can pray in the authority with the authority of Jesus into those, and we can rebuke those storms in the name of Jesus and bring further peace to our community. So I just want to offer that to you as you pray personally, something maybe just to reflect on. And would you join me now so we can pray for our city and for our community, for today, for all those involved and in the days ahead. Perhaps two or three of you could just pray out a prayer and I'll close and bring it together. Lord, as Bishop Carl reminded us a couple of weeks ago, the first thing you gave to your disciples after the resurrection was you said, "My peace I give you." And so we pray again your peace into our community. We pray the peace of Jesus into the lives of all those directly affected and all those associated. And we turn and we look and ask you, Jesus, to identify for us the evil and the storms that are causing these waves, and we would rebuke them in the strong and the mighty name of Jesus. We command them to be stilled, and we ask instead for the wind of your Holy Spirit to blow through. Lord, and we pray, Lord, that Orlando is called the City Beautiful, and we pray out of Scripture, we pray for beauty out of ashes, out of this event, that in days to come, people will somehow, in ways we don't understand, look and see and know more of you because of what you are going to do through this situation in this community.